Are our dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep? Or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Welcome to the Kat Canavis Show. This is Mimi Pettibone. I am one of her guests today. I also work with Dreams, also known as The Dream Detective, which is my website, thedreamdetective.com. But anyway, I'm here with Dr. Larry Burke, who Kat co-authored her book with, and that book is called Dreams That Can Save Your Life. It is an amazingly powerful and profound book with lots of stories about Kat's own journey of how her dreams healed her and warned her about cancer not once but three times when no doctors or medical tests could. And Dr. Larry Burke had also simultaneously been researching dreams and breast cancer in his Dreams and Breast Cancer Research Project. So Dr. Burke, go ahead and say hello with us and maybe tell us a little bit about your background, too.
Thanks, Amy. I met Kat through Dreams Cloud and the International Association for the Study of Dreams back when I was just getting into dream research in 2013, and I just put together a research project surveying women around the world who'd had dreams that told them to go get a mammogram, basically, and usually without any symptoms. And then this research was triggered by a couple friends of mine who'd had that experience. And as a radiologist, I'm not a mammography specialist, but I am trained in mammography originally, and never had heard about dreams having any impact on breast cancer diagnosis. And so this was all pretty new to me, and it was great to encounter Kat and discover she'd already been on this path for quite a while and was quite passionate about getting the word out. So we, after I published my paper in Explorer, Journal of Science and Healing in 2015, then I gave a TEDx talk, which is on my website at larryburke.com. It happens to be a censored TEDx talk, so it was a little too far outside the box for TED scientific censors. But you can still watch it by clicking on the little X in the upper corner of the red banner that's been pasted across my talk, so you can see all the pictures, including pictures of Kat and her story.
That's right. Oh, sorry. Yeah, your talk was actually banned from TED Talks because of the nature of the psychic qualities of the dreams. Is that right?
We don't have a real explanation as to how it got banned. All I know is that it got released and had a lot of 7,000 views, and then I made the unfortunate, ambitious choice of applying for the TEDx Prize. Anyone can submit a proposal based on their TED talk to get funding, $1 million, to do research and expand their work. So I sent it in and essentially drew attention to my dream research, and that's when it got slammed with the censorship banner. So, yeah. I spoke fair, as they say.
It seems like we're living a little bit in the dark ages still when it comes to things like this happening.
It's fun to be part of sort of the reemergence of dreams into medicine with Kat and a few other people from the International Association for the Study of Dreams are doing more research, and it's really a long-lost art. They don't even teach dream analysis in psychotherapy school anymore. You know, psychologists can get the whole way through 6 years of training and never have a course on interpreting dreams. I mean, Freud and Jung are still there, but their work has, you know, sort of been relegated to the past. So I'm happy to be able to bring that back. And I think the other exciting thing about working with the breast cancer dreamers has been discovering that not only do they diagnose their cancer ahead of time, but they also are able to use their dreams for healing. That, to me, has been the most exciting part of it. Actually, beyond the diagnosis, is all the women who are in my 18 women in my study are all still alive. And I'm beginning to suspect that being able to dream your diagnosis may also give you a good prognosis, because you'll be able to dream your healing process as well. I don't know if you've had experiences like that or not, but...
Yes, and I've had some for other people and animals as well, which I talked about with Kat on her last show. And by the show description, I think she wanted to talk about that on this show. And I'm not sure. Yeah, I could tell you about that, or I could wait to see if she joins us.
I think her plan was for me to focus on the first 20 minutes and then I think turn it over to you, probably, is that was what I was told. So we'll just go with the flow until Kat gets here.
Yeah, well, I'll just share this dream with you since she's already heard it. I had a dream that I was lying on a couch watching a friend of mine get ready like she was going to go out. She was doing her hair and getting ready. And I felt very sick. And I was very thirsty, so I started to drink some orange juice, which is something you do when you're not feeling well a lot of times. And then I decided that I needed some meat, of all things. And so I went and found a little bowl with maybe a steak or something in it. And then the scenery changed, and I had put the dish outside. Now I was back at my parents' house where I grew up, and we had a pet cat growing up who we named Cat. Funny, we're on Cat's show. And so now all of a sudden, instead of watching my friend, I'm in the house looking outside into the yard where I had set this bowl of meat, and the cat was eating the meat. And I was just so happy, feeling like she was such a good cat and she really deserved this meat. Well, unbeknownst to me, the same friend in the dream who I had been lying on the couch kind of seeing her getting ready to go out, she at the time had a cat who was very, very ill. A pet cat, and the cat was throwing up every single day, couldn't keep its food down, and she at that time was feeding it meat and rice. And this was a number of years ago when I was sort of keeping this dream stuff to myself. I used to be very public about it, and then I kind of went underground, and then I came out again because I couldn't help it. But when I talked to my friend another week or so later, she said, I finally figured out what was wrong with my cat. She was allergic to rice, and I was feeding her meat and rice, so now I'm only feeding her meat. And when I had worked with the dream, as we do in traditional dream work, I had given the dream a title, and the title was Cat Eats Meat. And I knew instantly when she told me this that that dream was about her cat, because she was in the dream and my childhood cat was in the dream. So, again, this happened years ago, but when it came up with Kat, when I was on her show a couple of weeks ago, I went and pulled out the original file. I had saved this dream on my computer, and I read the details and realized that I think I was actually having the dream from the perspective of the cat, because I was lying on a couch, and I was the one not feeling well looking at my friend, which is maybe what her cat would be doing when she'd be getting ready, just laying. The cat might be laying on a couch looking at her. So anyway, thought I'd share that with you.
Fun dream. I like that. And it reminds me of one of the dreams from the book about food as a healing, you know, guidance, you know, through dreams. And this one of my best friends who had the dream about her breast cancer then was in a quandary about what to do for a healing process. And all the oncologists told her, get chemo, radiation, but she started having dreams about raw vegetables every night. And she realized, well, maybe she's getting guidance here. And then in a dream, a rabbi showed up and told her she should get wheatgrass. And so she starts considering, you know, going on a raw food diet and all that stuff. She goes to a healing retreat a couple weeks later with the rabbi in the dream. And when he hears that she has breast cancer, he goes, "You should try some wheatgrass."
Oh, my gosh.
It was a precognitive guidance dream. And so I love, there are many other examples of healing dreams in the book. I've been getting interested in combining dream work with the other thing I specialize in, which is emotional freedom techniques, or the tapping techniques. So I love getting clients who get, you know, really dark, disturbing dreams, which tell me exactly what they need to be tapping on. And so one of my latest workshops that I'm doing in July 26th to 28th is going to be about from pain to personal transformation, heal yourself with tapping and dreaming. And I'm doing that at the Art of Living Retreat Center in outside of Boone, North Carolina. And that information is all on my website as well, LarryBurt.com. And I'm really getting excited about combining these two things, which I think are both at the cutting edge. And, of course, you can tap for yourself, you can tap for your pets, you can dream for your pets. It all works both ways.
That's a really good point, that people can actually incubate a dream not only for themselves but for their pets or for any of their loved ones who might want help with a health condition.
Yep, and some of the other things that that come up in this work is that it's about setting intention too. Intention to get the right information you need to heal, and the dreams are often the quickest route to that information, and then you can use it maybe to guide you as to what kind of conventional therapy you need, or what kind. That was the other puzzling thing in the book. I expected all these holistic dreamers were going to be dreaming holistic remedies, but that was actually the exception, my friend dreaming the raw food diet. A lot of the other ones were dreaming about what kind of chemo they needed, what kind of radiation they needed, and that was actually one of the biggest surprises in the book, that they were getting guided to use, you know, as much strong chemo as they could get. And I'm thinking, wow. And then one of my favorite dreamers, Wanda Birch, used the dream to guide her through the chemotherapy without any side effects. She had a dream where the chemo was coming down into her arms through tubes, IV tubes, and she saw it turning into energy food in the dream. So she just recorded a guided meditation and played it when she took her chemo, and wound up at the end of her whole treatment protocol, the oncologist thought there had been some mistake because she got twice as much chemo as anyone else, and she had no side effects. So,
that is really amazing, and it's brings up a whole new realm of healing possibilities for people of how to use meditation, dreams, guided imagery, tapping, EFT, in conjunction with traditional therapies.
Yeah, and
because it
you can get the best of both worlds, you know. Yeah.
Right, right. And I also thought it was fascinating when I read your and Kat's book, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, that these people were being guided to chemotherapy, because like you said, you're thinking people who are into dreams and spiritual, they're going to dream about wheatgrass and things like that. But it shows that there is a place for Western medicine for certain conditions, while other people might have a more holistic approach for a different type of ailment. It is very validating.
Yeah, and we also need to be discerning about when Western medicine is being used inappropriately too, which does unfortunately happen. And that's, I've gotten very interested in working with people with pain. And unfortunately, there's billions of dollars spent on all kinds of conventional pain management approaches, drugs, surgery, injections, and they provide only a temporary fix, and often no better than placebo. And so using EFT and tapping other mind-body approaches, including dream work, we can get to the root of the pain and actually heal the pain rather than just suppressing it. So that's that's one of my big passions at the moment. And it's quite rewarding when you can actually wind up saving people a lot of money, and rather than suppressing their pain, getting to the root of it. I had a woman who had terrible interstitial cystitis, which is, you know, we have to run to the bathroom 30 times because your pee is painful and burning, and you can't have a life. And she was able to have some dreams that brought up difficult stuff from her childhood that gave us something to tap on. And we then tapped on the dream content. She got better in one session, and then started having healing dreams where she was showing up as a powerful healer in her dreams, and essentially rescuing herself from her condition, and wound up now doing very well months later after only one tapping and dreaming session. So that's where I hope we're going in the future. So
I hope so too, and that is a really good point about the other side of how dreams can help us when we're not on the right treatment. I myself have had dreams when I was on a particular prescription medication that was not a good match. I kept having dreams that I was drugged, that somebody had, you know, pinned me down and shoved a needle in me, even though the prescription was not hypodermic. I would dream that somebody was kidnapping me, drugging me, trying to kill me. And I've just had another post, and I have a Facebook group for intuition and inner guidance. And if people want to find that, they can go to my website, thedreamdetective.com, and there's a link to my Facebook intuition and inner guidance support group. But anyway, somebody just posted in there yesterday about how they were taking a prescription drug and they were having dreams that somebody was drugging them and trying to kill them. So I think those kinds of dreams are a very graphic indicator that we might want to pay attention to, is this the right treatment if we're on something that might not be the right match for us?
I totally agree. Yeah. Well, I think there's a whole wealth of intuitive information out there that's being greatly underutilized. So, time to bring it all
Absolutely.
Back.
Amen. And I applaud your work because you are an actual doctor. Conventional medicine will listen to someone like you more than people like me and Kat, who are dream experts in our own right, but we are not coming from that same system. So somebody who's worked within that system and has the medical knowledge really provides a lot of validity for the people who live in that world, and I really applaud you for your work and what you're doing to help bring this all to light.
Yeah, it's been an interesting journey into itself, and I've had some really good dream guidance along the way. Kat and I share some of our own personal dreams in the book about how we were guided. And one of my favorite dreams from the book was when I was deciding to go back. I'd been at Duke and co-founded the Integrative Medicine Center 20 years ago, but had left and got called back to go work there again in 2015, but I had a lot of reservations about whether that was the right thing to do. And I had this amazing dream where I was back on the Duke campus where I'd been an undergrad, and I was taking a class with my favorite English teacher, and she said, "This is going to be a course in creative writing." I'm going, "Whoa!" I said, "I didn't sign up for that." And then I go off on this winding road, on this like journey, kind of like a hero's journey. And I go down to the bottom of some winding road, and there's an old woman, like a hag, at a roadside stand selling elixirs. So I drink the magic elixir. I buy the elixir. I drink it down. There's a message inside the bottle that says, "Go in the elevator. Hit the down button." I walk over the elevator. Go down to the bottom. And I step out onto like a yellow brick road, and I'm kind of off to see the wizard. So that was my journey back into the underworld of medicine to go back to Duke. So I'm back there, and one of the things I've done since I've been back is to do another dream research project with a friend of mine who's a holistic breast imager, and that'll be coming out later this year. Don't have the results published yet, so I'll talk about that in a future show.
And you and Kat are working on another book, isn't that right?
We're just in the proposal phase at the moment.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry, I misunderstood that. But it sounds like you will have lots of content if you do.
Yes, I think we're getting close to the end of the first segment of the show here. But I have texted Kat and haven't heard back from her yet, so we'll see.
Well, should we check in with Bob? I think we were going to take callers around this time. And I don't know if you need to go. If there's callers, I can take that. Or if you're open to staying on, that would be lovely.
A couple more minutes, and then I'll turn it over to you for the rest of the show.
Okay.
So I will just tell one quick story from my new research. It's an anonymous survey, so I don't know who these people are. I don't even know if they have breast cancer. But the one woman said that her daughter always comes and guides her with her health concerns. And
in her dreams,
and she said that's why she came to get the mammogram as part of this study, and also getting a breast biopsy. And I don't have the results of the biopsy, but she said her daughter died of cancer 15 years before, and she's been
her guide
ever since, which is actually not that uncommon of a story. Many of the guides in the book were either deceased relatives, usually parents or grandparents, not children, or they were doctors wearing white coats or other healthcare professionals dressed, in typical lab coat. And often the people would then meet them a couple weeks later. And my friend who had the wheatgrass dream, when she had her diagnostic dream, she was being operated on by a woman surgeon in the dream. And when she got referred to go get the biopsy a couple of weeks later, she walked in the office and was shocked to see the woman from the dream. And it was like, okay, that's probably what we're talking about when you're getting into the precognitive dreaming, is where modern science has a real hard time digesting that. But it happens.
Right, it does. And it's kind of hypocritical because science is actually starting to validate the presence of psychic phenomena.
Yeah, and understanding that it is actually possible to have precognitive experiences, and they can't be written off as anomalies anymore, because modern physics is starting to show that there is the potential for that happening within the realm of science. So stay tuned for coming attractions.
Excellent. Well, I know you
I hate to bust in. We're going to do a 3-minute commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Okay. Well, Mimi, I'm going to let you take over after this. I'm going to sign off. So hi to Kat when she comes.
Okay.
All right.
I will. It was
great
talking with you.
Nice to connect. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, Larry.
Diagnose your life. What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed? Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Mylène Riobé, MD. Tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time, with live shows on the first and third mornings, when you can call in and ask Dr. Mylène the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Mylène is the medical director of the Riobé Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit riobeintegrativemedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
after narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roy DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization, Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For 40 years, Omega has been a gathering place for great thinkers, creative talent, spiritual teachers, and social visionaries. With 390 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Dreaming Healing on Dream7Visions.com. I am your host, author and video podcaster Kat Canavis, and you can watch my shows on my Facebook professional page, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis, author, speaker, dream expert. And if you don't remember the link for Dreaming Healing, you can listen online, on mobile, in cars, with Bluetooth, and through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dreams Vision 7 Radio Network. If you have a dream or nightmare to share online with us this evening, or an interpretation, call now at 833-220-1200. And you can also email me your dream if you don't want to talk online. And you can go to my website, KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com or thequeenofdreams.com, and send me an email from my website. We're so glad you're here. And Mimi, you've been doing a great job just playing with Dr. Larry Burke until I was able to get here. We had a huge family emergency, terrible car accident in the family. I had to go to the emergency room and sign papers. I just got back. So thank you so much for taking over for me. I was trying to get home in time.
It was easy to talk with Bert.
Yeah, it sounded like you and Larry were having a great conversation.
Yeah, we have a lot in common, you know, with the dream thing. So it was really easy to talk to him, absolutely. And I hope that you and your family are okay.
Well, yeah, my family member did come out of surgery, and she survived the surgery, and she had to have her spleen removed, but everything's going well. I had to sign papers for power of attorney, but I think, hopefully, I won't need them. So anyhow, but let's talk about you now. You are the Dream Detective. Tell us how you got that name.
Well, I just came up with it one day. I wanted to put a website together for my dream work, and I was just sort of troubleshooting with a friend, and somehow we came up with this name, and it's really stuck. I really enjoy it. It's fun because it really does fit how we work with dreams. I always say it's like detective work because we might explore one clue, and that clue might not lead anywhere, but it might lead to another clue, which leads to another clue, which then leads to the answer. Because, as you know, dream work is really an exploration, just like detective work.
No, you're so right. You know, and sometimes with the dream work, with our own dreams, that detective part of our dreams is learning our dream language. And I think that our inner selves have a lot of fun trying to teach us that language. Do you find that as well?
Absolutely. It is, to me, it's like a game or a puzzle trying to uncover the meanings. Like when I was little, they had those cryptic puzzles in the lids of beer bottles. And they were symbols. They would be pictures with a plus sign, and you would have to sound out the images to say words that were really other words. And I loved those puzzles. I thought they were just the coolest thing because you were translating. In fact, I always thought if I wasn't doing this, I would have loved to be someone who uncodes the meanings of the Egyptian hieroglyphs. And it is like translating a foreign language. It's coming up with what are these symbols, what do they translate to, and how can I apply that to my waking life?
Mm-hmm. Now, you use a number of different types of methods to help you with your detective work. And one of them is universal themes. I'm always so fascinated by universal themes because there are so many people in the dream industry, whether they're doing dream work as far as writing books or if they're researching or they're just interpreting their own dreams or other people's dreams. They say that there are no universal themes. I personally think there are. I'd love to get your take on that.
Oh, I totally agree with you. There are a number of dreams that people have all over the world that often mean the same thing for most people. Like in most cultures, we wear clothes, and so dreaming of being naked in public usually happens when we're feeling vulnerable or exposed. But that said, it still is important to check in with the dreamer. How did you in particular feel in that dream? Like if somebody didn't feel like, oh my gosh, I've been exposed, and they thought, hey, you know what? I'm not afraid to show my true self, and they were okay with walking around naked in the dream, assuming that's not the norm in their culture, then that might come up at a time when they're actually not feeling afraid to reveal their true identity. So that's where it's still important to look at the individual meaning, but it can really help because dreams are so complex and there's so many of them and so many variations, and some of them are completely unique to the dreamer where you probably never hear anyone else have a dream like that again. But when you can hit a universal theme like flying, falling, being naked in public, teeth falling out, it gives us a really good place to start to check in with the dreamer. Here's what it often means. Does this fit for you? Or sometimes you don't have a lot of time, like these call-in radio shows. If we get a caller, we might have a few minutes with them. So we don't necessarily have an hour to say, okay, pretend you are the flower in the dream. What do you have to say? That can take a while to really get in the mood and get the person to explore all the possibilities. But I do agree with you. There are definitely universal themes that repeat for all different people all over the world.
And that's where getting into a dream group, I think, is really helpful, because if you belong to a dream group and everybody gets together, you know, once a week or once every other week, you can take that time to really delve into those dreams, and that's always such fun. And it's enlightening. You suddenly discover things about yourself that you might not have even known. Somebody else can see something in your dream and give you their perspective on it that you might not have, found out on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. I love dream groups. And the other beautiful thing is that nobody needs any training. It's good to have a leader who is familiar with the standard dream group technique that can hold the space and set boundaries around what's appropriate and what's not, because there is a format to this. And people can look into the work of Montag Ullman if they want to explore this more. But having all these different people project their own meanings, hey, if this were my dream, here's what it would mean to me. Some things aren't going to resonate, but some really are. And even the other members in the group get to benefit, even when they don't share their own dream. We're all sharing this experience of being human. So the people participating in the group, by hearing the other projections, will take home some things that apply to them and can help them look at their own lives in a new way as well. So I think it's an amazingly profound technique to use for dream exploration.
I so agree. And, you know, what do you think is one of the most common misconceptions about dreams?
I think one of the biggest hang-ups people have is that they try to take the symbols literally. They say, I don't know why I dreamed about, you know, that cowboy movie I saw. It must be just because I saw that cowboy movie. Well, 20 people might have seen that movie, and a lot of them might dream about some of the symbolism, but the stories are going to be unique to them, and the way that they use the symbolism is going to be unique to them. So I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions that people have, is they get stuck thinking with their linear mind rather than their creative, intuitive, and symbolic mind.
I do too, and I think one of the misconceptions that I often see and gives me pause is the idea that dreams don't really mean anything, that they're just firings from the brain when you're sleeping, and that they don't really have any true value other than a sleeping mind. And I think that dreams are really the way our inner workings, our inner mind, our inner self speak to us through signs and symbols. And if our brain is indeed the main computer for our body, it knows when there's something that's going wrong. And sometimes it can tell us, you know, in a dream. It can show us a picture, or it can take us on an adventure where something happens. Maybe it's a health issue or a relationship issue. And, you know, when your relationships go bad, that really can affect your health. And so our computers, our minds, can show us this in our dream world, and that, in turn, can allow us to have a warning signal, and then we can start watching for that in our waking world. So I don't think that our dreams are ever just random shootings from a sleeping mind. I think they're really important. I think they're messages from inner self and sometimes beyond.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. I think whoever came up with that theory must have been pretty disconnected from their own inner life. And maybe sometimes I think between the REM dreams, there might be some of that sort of, if I learn how to be a cashier that day, maybe I'm just going to kind of replay those moves. But I think those happen between the more story-like vivid REM dreams. And those can be, with the precognitive or diagnostic information, they can be symbolic or they can be literal. Sometimes they're very literal, but sometimes they're more symbolic. And even people like psychic detectives that consult for the police, they often get their information in symbols and metaphors. So when people like you and I work with this on a regular basis, it's normal to us to look at things through that lens. But I think that's one of the disadvantages Western thinking has, is to only look at the literal. So, but I agree with you completely.
Yeah. So are you ready to help me do detective work on a dream that someone sent to me in an email for the show tonight?
I would love to.
Okay. This is, I told her I wouldn't use her name, so we're just going to call her Jean. And she wrote to me and said, a couple nights ago, I had a dream where I was standing at a standalone shop talking to someone when I walked up the hill to someone who had just called my name. As I reached the top, I heard her say, wow. And when I looked back, all the people that had been walking around in the building and outside the building were dead. Immediately, I looked up and I saw three sets of colorful swirling lights. They weren't fireworks. They looked like stars. And then she says, I forgot to tell you. She says, the lights looked so beautiful. I said, look, I can see their spirits. And then the dream ended. So I found that rather fascinating. Yeah. You want to take a crack at it first?
Okay. So for the listeners, I am going to use the if it were my dream projection technique. So if it were my dream, I would feel like the shop represents something that I might be searching for, because shopping can be a bit of a searching mission. And she said she referred to it as a standalone shop. So I would wonder if I feel like I'm alone in my search for this thing. And then she goes uphill, which to me represents some kind of a challenge. You know, we say, oh, it's an uphill battle. It can represent something that we are trying to conquer. But at the top of the hill was somebody that called her name. So I would wonder if it were my dream, this might represent some kind of something that I'm feeling called to. And the person who called her name says, wow. So that just makes me feel like there's some validation in following that path. And the dead people outside the shop makes me wonder if there's some kind of ending happening regarding maybe the former self that was kind of on this search. Not that I'm not searching for goodness or enlightenment in my life anymore, but maybe this standing alone or this emptiness is coming to an end. And that transitions perfectly to the colorful lights, because to me those feel very spiritual. They're colorful, they're like stars. She said I can see them, something about they're like spirits. So something about this transition from being alone to maybe being connected with the universe, and also an ending of, you know, there's people dying, but then there's spirits. So some kind of connection to the afterlife, and something greater than ourselves. Maybe it makes me think of the difference between our small human selves that feel separate and individual compared to our spiritual selves, which know that, you know, love is the foundation of the universe and we really are connected to everything and everyone. So it's a really beautiful dream.
Well, we're going to talk about it some more as soon as we come back from a quick time apart. So don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dreaming Healing on DreamVisions7Radio.com, and I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, a.k.a. Kat. When we come back, we will discuss this dream some more, and I will put in my little two cents. So don't go away.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Cannabis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Stroll through the garden, relax by the lake, or try a daily yoga or movement class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Animal Connections with Laura Rowley is an intuitive show created for you to learn what it's like to talk to animals. Laura shares 20 years of experiences of being a pet psychic and healer every Friday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, media partner for the Omega Institute. Our beloved animals share our lives and have amazing insights into our well-being, providing us with opportunities for personal growth once we truly begin to listen. It's fun to use animal wisdom to enhance our emotional and spiritual world. Who better than our furry friends to teach us the wisdom born of unconditional love?
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network,
uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Dreaming Healing on DreamVisions7Radio.com. I'm your host, author, and video podcaster, Kat Canavis. And you can watch my shows on my Facebook professional page, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis. If you have a dream or nightmare to share online with us for interpretation, you can call now at 833-220-1200. Now back to our dream with Mimi, the dream detective. So Mimi, if this were my dream, I would find it very interesting that my name was called, calling me out of the danger, as it were, and up to a higher level of living. Because when she was back, she noticed all the people were dead. And these spirits, there were three of them, which, you know, the number three is a shamanic number. So here we've got this shamanic number swirling around in the air that looks to her like spirits or souls, beautiful souls up there. So I would think of this as people watching over me, calling me out of danger, up to a higher area of existence, and giving me a place of safety to start over. So obviously, if this were my dream, I would feel like I was being watched out for or watched over. You know, you were talking about the play on words in the dream earlier, and I was picking up on those play on words also, stand alone. You know, you may be feeling like you're standing all alone and all of your inner selves are dying, but the truth of the matter is you're not alone. You've got higher beings watching over you. And that's the feeling I really got from this dream, that it was a really good dream. And you know what else?
Yes, sir.
It really triggered a dream that is in the book that Dr. Larry Burke and I wrote together. It was called Silver Spaceship Aliens Saved My
Life. Was thinking about that one earlier. I almost asked him to share that one. That was probably one of my favorite dreams in the entire book. Yeah, I was commenting on, so basically in the dream, as you were saying, the woman dreamed that this spaceship came down and told her, you need interferon. And so she went to her doctor and said, hey, I need some interferon. But at that time, interferon was not a known thing. The common public would not have heard of it. And the doctor, because he was in the medical field, had heard of it as a brand new possible treatment for cancer. So he did everything he could to get it for her, and sure enough, it worked for her, which is the mind-blowing part, that she had never heard of it, and it was a real thing. That's profound.
Mm-hmm. And she's still alive today to talk about it. So, you know, there were some real similarities between the dream that was sent to me in the email and Dana Anderson's dream in the book. It's almost like there were little round alien souls, balls, energy balls floating around in the air and called the dreamer up to a higher level where she would be safe. And in the dream in the book, these aliens land in Dana's backyard and she gets out of bed and goes back to meet and greet them, and they give her the answer she needs to live. So, you know, I found it interesting that there were those similarities. You know, we were going to
both
talk
of
about...
Them.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Oh, both of them could fit an X-Files Dreams episode.
That's true. Oh my goodness, that is true. So when
I would
were
watch
on,
that show.
Yeah, when you were on my other show with me, we were going to talk about dreams and our pets. And a dream that I had with a pet was the night before my pet was going to pass away. I had a dream in which my spirit guides, those monks that are in the book again, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, walked into my dream and they handed me my 26-year-old cat, Baby Cakes. And they said, carry him around in your dreams all night tonight because it's going to be the last night you're going to get to spend with him. And I thought that was really strange in my dream, but I carried Baby Cakes around with me all night. And the next morning, he did indeed crash, and took him to the vet to see if maybe he was just having a problem and we could put him on antibiotics, and he passed away on the table. And I know that, you know, dreams can come true, and that's why I don't believe that when our mind is dreaming, we're just having random firings of our brain, because how could our brain possibly know something like that? And I know that you had a dream about your little dog.
Yeah, it's actually my parents' little dog. His name is Rudy, and he's just been sleeping a lot lately, and most dogs do, but more so than normal, and they've been trying to get to the bottom of it. And I had a dream that I was watching him sleep and dream, and in my dream, the thought just came to me very literally, hair mineral. He needs a hair mineral analysis test. And this was very recently, so since then I have been looking for a practitioner, because the tests give you a report, but having a practitioner who knows how to interpret them in conjunction with an animal's symptoms, and the same goes for a human, is another story. So I've been making phone calls to various practitioners, and one of them gave me some leads. We didn't do an actual session, but just sort of a general phone call where she said, you know, she didn't know if the hair test would help him, but based on some of the symptoms I gave her, she thought these other types of tests might be useful. So that's another good example where, well, honestly, time will tell as this unfolds, but sometimes it's that one clue leads to another, leads to another, just like with our intuition, with our intuitive guidance. Sometimes we're guided to do one thing that doesn't really make any logical sense, but it might be the thing we need to do that leads us to the next thing, that leads us to the next thing, that brings us to the answer that we're looking for.
That's so true. Well, we're coming up to the last few minutes of our show. Believe it or not, it just went so quickly. And so, Mimi, can you tell us how we can find you and your podcast?
Yes, my website is thedreamdetective.com, three words, people forget the. And so thedreamdetective.com, there's a podcast page that has links to Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of those big players. Or if you aren't familiar with those, you can just hit play. All the episodes are right there on that page on the website. And actually, one of my episodes is an interview with Kat, with you, for the listeners who love to hear you. It was.
And we had such a great time. And what do you have coming up anytime soon? Are you going to be somewhere? How can people see you? How can they find you to see you?
Well, I'm mostly based in Seattle, and I kind of like it that way, but I am really putting most of my energy into the podcast right now. The focus is mind, body, spirit, and dreams. So some episodes are dedicated entirely to dreams, and others are interviews with health experts. So it's really neat because your interview that I did with you got to tie in both of those topics. And the interview that I am editing right now that's almost ready for release is with a nutrient expert who's a world-class scientist who's found nutrients that treat conditions from schizophrenia to autism to Alzheimer's. So everything that I'm fascinated with, I explore in the podcast. So hopefully people will check that out, and they can also contact me for private sessions through the website and find all my social media there as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being on the show with us today, Mimi, and for you and Dr. Larry Burke just hanging in there till I was able to dial into the show. And I hope you will come on again sometime and we can have another dream party.
I would absolutely love that. Thank you so much for having me. It's always just a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you. And our dream tip for the day is, if you remember, I was doing show dream, and we did S last time, which was set your intention, and the O is organize yourself. before you go to bed, make sure you've got your dream journal or pad and pencil beside your bed, or you can use your cell phone to record your dream as soon as you wake up, and a little flashlight in order to be able to write your dream down if your dream wakes you up during the night, because what it's basically saying is, you know, this is important, and write me down. And the writer's tip? Find somebody to be a guest writer with you. Trade blogs, trade articles, get to know each other's followers, and you'll build your platform. So until next week, I hope all of you have really sweet dreams. Remember, everybody dreams, but some dreams save lives. So until next week, good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us this evening. And a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author, Kat O'Keefe Canavas. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O-K-E-E-F-E-K-A-N-A-V-O-S. Or the Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.